الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, if you have to analyze and look at the current situation that is facing not only the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the plight that is facing humanity, there is an avalanche of problems, of difficulties, of hardships. Whether it is the rich, whether it is the poor, whether it is scientifically or technologically advanced nations in the world, what we call first world nations, or whether it is the so-called technologically deprived, backward third world nations of the world, east, west, north, south, almost on a daily basis, the level of pareshani, the level of worry, of depression, of concern seems to be increasing. There is almost no quality left in life. Every day we wake up to a new problem. Every day we wake up to a new pareshani, a new difficulty. One wonders what has brought about this situation, and what is the solution? One very, very important point every one of us has to consider and realize, that our thinking cannot be the same as the thinking of those who don't have Islam, Shariat and Deen. Our value system can never be the same. The manner in which we approach a problem or a difficulty or a hardship can never ever be the same as the kuffar or the disbelievers. And in this expression of mind lies the root of the problem that we are facing. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, very beautifully he summed up this dilemma. He says, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. اور اس پریشانی سے نکلنے کے لیے ایسے راستے استعمال کرے جس سے پریشانی بڑھتا ہے. He says, today, not only the ummah, but humanity is in a plight. من اعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك اتتك اياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى يا ايها الناس اتقوا الله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم انفسهم اولئك هم الفاسقون. I've just recited from two places in the Quran, and there are many such instances in the Quran. The some perspective of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. that when you will choose as an individual, as an ummah, as humanity, when you will choose to address your plight, your maladies, your tests, your trials, your tribulations, your halat, your conditions, when you will try to address these problems, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, which is what Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. We are in a problem, there's no doubt about it, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's the loss of jobs, whether it is economic plight, whether it is diseases springing up in different directions, whether it is the rivers and the seas and the waters of the world flowing with the blood of this ummat, whether it is disunity, whether it is division, whether it is discord, whether it is the massacre of the very essential sunnats and very foundation of deen that in every corner of the globe has overtaken this ummat. We are in such a plight that really, my respected brothers, it's even surprising that we are able to sleep at night. It is even surprising that we still have time for parties and merrymaking. It is even surprising and a tragedy that we still are spending millions if not billions on useless functions. We've got time for sports activities. We've got time for vain amusements. We've got time for techno gadgets where hours and hours are spent in useless, frivolous activities. What has happened to us as an ummah? Are we blind? Are we blind to what is going on around us? Are we blind to the suffering? Are we blind to the plight of our brothers and sisters who don't have roofs over their heads? Bombs are raining down upon them. Their bodies are being distorted, burnt into ashes. Little babies of this ummah are crying. Whether it is India, whether it is Kashmir, whether it is Syria, whether it is Burma, whether it is Palestine, the list just goes on and on and on. Such a plight we are in. And still we've got time for useless activities, still there isn't a frown line on our foreheads, still we are able to sleep at ease at night. What has happened to us? Hamare ghairat ko kya ho gaya? What has happened to us as an ummah? Our late Maulana Harun Sahab, Allah fill his qabr with noor, just few weeks before he passed away, he met me and he told me, he says, Maulana, if you received the Karguzari, I received what's going on to our, what's happening to our mothers and sisters in Kashmir. He says, Allah's qasam, you won't be able to eat your food also. This is what is happening to the ummah. Where is the brotherhood of Islam? Where is the ukhuwat of Islam? Where is the identity of Islam? Where is the association of one another? Coming back to what we were saying, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. This ummat is in a plight, but it is trying to address its plight in such a manner, jisse pareshani barta hai, which will in fact exacerbate and worsen the situation. How are we addressing our plight? How are we addressing our malady? Are we coming back to Allah? Are we coming back to the masjid? Are we knocking the door of Allah at the time of tahajjud? Are we shedding hot tears of tawbah and repentance before Allah? Are we analyzing and looking at our lives? What direction are we going? Are we waking up to the responsibility of da'wat and tabligh that was entrusted to this ummah that is the source of bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help? Or what are we doing? If it's a coronavirus, we look into the scientists to solve our problem. Or we look into the doctor, we look in somewhere else. If it's a financial problem, we look into the economists. The point, my respected brothers, is that we have taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of the equation. And as long as we will continue to do that, by the qasam of my Allah, not one qasam, 1,000 qasams I'm prepared to take. In the light of Quran and Hadith, as long as we will continue to do that, our analogy, our example will be like someone who's taking an axe and striking it at his own foot. Man a'rada 'an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. Allah says, if you will not heed my warnings, if you will be blind like an ostrich with the head in the ground, the alarm bells are going off, the sirens are going off, the bombs are going off around us, the dark clouds are gathering around us, Allah says, reminder upon reminder upon reminder we are giving you. We closed your masjids. We closed the Kaaba. We closed Medina Sharif. And still you refuse to wake up. Still you refuse to realize what the problem is. Still you didn't come back to Allah. Still you didn't embrace what Allah says in the Quran. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run back to Allah. Run back to Allah. Run back to the security of Allah. Run back to the comfort of Allah. Run back to the solace of Allah. Run back to the protection of Allah. Still you didn't heed. Man arada an dhikri. Fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. Allah says, as long as you carry on this trajectory and this path that you have chosen, we will tighten your existence in this world. We will make it tight. Your chest will become constricted. Your life will become constricted. The level of pareshani will increase. And still if you will not make tawbah, what does Allah say? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those. Allahu Akbar. The other day I was thinking this verse of the Quran is almost as if it was revealed for today. As if it was revealed for today, not 14 centuries ago. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah. And what does it mean, forgot Allah? Forgot Allah. Forgot the Quran of Allah. Forgot the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not be like them. Because if you do that, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah will make you forget yourself also. There won't be any peace in this life. The quality of life will be gone. Sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Economical, technological advancement on an unprecedented scale, mind-boggling. Technological advancement, mind-boggling. They are building bathrooms on aeroplanes also. Humanity is supposed to be on its raj, making leaps and bounds, walking on moon and Mars, putting up satellites in space, contemplating space travel. But what is happening inside? Is the quality of life increasing? No. The level of pareshani is increasing. The depression is increasing. Person is sitting in front of his wife and his children and he has no peace in his own home. He's got no time for his maker. He's got no time for ibadat. He's got no time for the Quran. He's got no time for zikr. Why is chasing his shadow? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, we will make you forget yourself also. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. If you will not heed our warnings, Allah says, we will tighten this life. We will constrict it. We will make it tight. There will be pareshani. There will be no peace. There will be no chain. And still if you will not heed, Allah protect us. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says, we will resurrect you on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. What the person will say on that day, Ya Allah, why did you raise me up blind? I could see in the world. I could see in the world, but what sight? لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعب القلوب التي في الصدور. Allah says, your physical eyes were not blind, but the eye of the heart was blind. The eye of the heart was blind. The eye of the heart was blind. Masjids were empty. Deen was being slaughtered. Muslims were being slaughtered. Islam was being slaughtered. All this happened around you, and still you didn't wake up. Still you didn't accept, still you didn't heed, still you didn't make tawbah, still you didn't come back to Allah. Physically you could see, but the eye of the heart was blind. لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Elsewhere Allah says, سُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ. Deaf, dumb, blind. Not physically, imani deafness. Spiritual deafness, spiritual dumbness, spiritual blindness, spiritual, Allah protect us, lack of aql and intelligence. What does Allah say? لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. They will say on that day, Ya Allah, why did you raise us blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. We could see in the world. What will Allah say? كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. Our signs came to you. The wake-up calls came, the sirens came, the alarm bells went off. The reminder, upon reminder, upon reminder. What greater reminder? One person came to Hassan Basri rahimahullah. Izni. He said to the sage of Islam, give me nasihat, give me advice. What did Hassan Basri rahimahullah say to him? He says, brother, is your father alive? He said, no, my father is dead. He said, I don't need to give you any advice. I don't need to give you any advice. Moth has already visited your house. It's coming again. It's coming again. We are running away from the reality of moth. We are running away from the reality of this transient existence in this world. We are running away from the reality that, wallah, there is no other purpose and no other objective of this life than the preparation for that day when we have to meet Allah. We are in denial. Like last night, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Daun Barakatuh gave the example. He says, if you tell somebody, bhai, the hearse driver is going on holiday somewhere, you want to park his hearse in your yard for 2-3 days. What you'll say? Make some excuse. Why? Because every time I open my curtain, I'm going to see that hearse. We are in such denial. We are in such denial that we see janaza upon janaza and we think it's somebody else's janaza. It's nothing to do with me. Someone saw Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, and one day when janaza was going past, somebody asked him, he said, oh Abu Darda, whose janaza that is? He said, my brother, that is your janaza. That is your janaza that is going. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janaza. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Our signs came, reminders came. Reminders came again and again. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. You forgot. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today you also will be forgotten. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, forget Allah. Forget Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will make you forget yourselves also. There will be no chair, no peace, no contentment. We are looking for complex solutions. Wallah, there is no complex solution. It's a simple solution. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught the hand of Abu Sufyan and he said to him, Ya Aba Sufyan. This hadith is ajeeb because Abu Sufyan, with shafqat, with muhabbat, with compassion, is being addressed directly. But this address is not to Abu Sufyan only. This address is as if Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is holding your hand, holding my hand, holding the hand of every ummati. Wallah, he loved us more than our parents, more mushfiq, more kind, more compassionate, a master and leader impossible to find. Allah places the seal. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come to you, a Rasul, a messenger from amongst yourselves, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Allahu Akbar. What is Quran saying? What is Allah saying? This is Allah's kalam. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. There is no kalam more truthful than this. This is that kalam that is la rayba fi. There is absolutely no doubt in it. And what is Allah saying? عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what hurts you hurts your Nabi. When your child becomes sick, it is as if you became sick. When your child can't sleep at night, you also can't sleep. You go to the doctor or the physician, and he says, I suspect, he doesn't even tell you there is a problem. He says, I suspect this child has, Allah protect us, neurological problem, or this problem, or that problem. What happens? Your sleep is haram, your food is haram, you are pareshan, you are finished. It's not even confirmed, it's a possibility that the child has a problem. You are finished, you are in tears, that house is as if a janaza has happened. This is a daily reality. This is a daily reality, and this is what Quran is saying. What my Allah is saying. This is what that kalam la rayba fi, Allah says. What does Allah say? What hurts you hurts your Nabi. More than that mother stays awake, and more than that mother cries. And more than she is pareshan over the possible sickness, not even established sickness of a child. Wallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more love for you. He has more love for you. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. What hurts you hurts him. He feels your pain. Harisun alaykum. He is avaricious, desirous. Alaykum. Mufassirin explain. Alaykum ay ala hidayatikum. For your hidayat. He wants every one of you to go to Jannat. What does Allah say? وَلَوْ خَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ The latter part of the verse, I can't remember the first part. Allah is saying, all of them won't become Muslim. All of them won't become Jannatis. All of them won't enter Jannat. Even though my Nabi, you desire it. It is finishing you. More than any mother cried, more than any father cried. Ask our mother Aisha radiallahu anha to describe his nights. How he cried. She says he would stand on the musalla. The tears would start pouring. Then his body would start shaking. Then the tears would gather in his beard. Then it would start dropping on the ground. Not 2 minutes, not 3 minutes. Today people come say, Maulana, I'm very hard-hearted, no tears are coming out. When I make dua, I'm not able to cry. Not 2-3 minutes. She says the whole night like this. Shaking, his body was shaking. And what was it? Sahaba say, Ghazirun ka ghaziril mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle coming from his heart. Such a dar, such a pain. And what was it? Wallah, the sands of time are a witness. The wind of Medina is a witness. Those nights of Medina are a witness. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Allah, my ummat. Allah, my ummat. Allah, my ummat. One night like this, he starts recounting the du'as of the previous Anbiya. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, waman asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim. He said, Ibrahim said to you, those who follow me, they are from me, alayhi salam. Waman asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim. Those who will disobey me, Ya Allah, you are ghafurur rahim, you are merciful, you are forgiving. Isa alayhi salam said, In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are only your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. And then what does our mother say? Aisha radiallahu anha, may all our lives be sacrificed upon her. She opened up before us the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She opened up before us that where there was parda in the home, what the whole world could not see, she opened up for us what his life was. Where once she says to her nephew, Urwa bin Zubair, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Asma, the sister of Aisha, who was his father, Zubair bin Awam, Asharai Mubashara, top 10 Sahaba, those Sahaba who in one majlis were given the glad tidings of Jannat in one majlis. This was the pedigree. This was the nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha. Urwa bin Zubair was born at the end of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar, starting of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So he was a Tabi, he was not a Sahabi, but such was his zeal for knowledge. The most prolific narrator of hadith is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, plus minus 5,374 hadith. After him, the second most prolific narrator of hadith, Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. As I said, she opened up for us the parda, she removed the parda, and she showed us the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She showed us the home of my Nabi. She showed us the dressing of my Nabi. She showed us the dastarkhan of my Nabi. She showed us the bedding of my Nabi. She showed us the internal life of my Nabi. So that every time when we have that wedding and we have that function and we spend extravagantly in our businesses and when our masturat are buying not 1 and 10 and 15 and 20 outfits, and every season we are changing the standard of our life, buying the latest spec in a car, updating the furniture, updating our lives, israf on an unprecedented scale. No excuse. We have no excuse that we didn't know the master's life. Uswatun hasana, we didn't know where Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. No one of us, not one of us has any excuse we didn't know. She opened it up for us. One day she says to Urwa bin Zubair, her nephew. He was a young man, yet he says 4 to 5 years before Aisha radiallahu anha could pass away, I knew all the ahadith of my aunt by heart. More than 2,000 ahadith as a young child. One day she says to him, Yabna Ukhti. She says, oh my nephew. Oh my nephew, let me tell you about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me describe for you the dasturkhan of my Nabi. Let me describe to you, not my house only, Aisha. She says, Alu Bayti Muhammad. All the nine wives. All the nine wives in Madinah Munawwara. What does she describe? We've heard it. But listen with the ears of the heart. Listen with the ears of the heart. And then identify with the plight of the poor outside. When we see the poor and we see the hungry, identify with them. Identify, this is sunnah, this is deen. She says, Laina al-hilal, thumma raina al-hilal, thumma laina al-hilal. Our mother and all our mothers. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. They are our mothers. Every wife of my Nabi is my and your mother. Quran tells us, what was the condition of our mothers? Where is our imani ghairat? What does she say? She says, we saw one moon, and then we saw the next moon, and then we saw the next moon. She says, 60 days would pass. 60 days would pass. وَمَا أُوْقِدَ فِي بَيْتِ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ. Forget my Nabi eating hot food. Forget him eating fresh food. What does she say? She says, we never even put the stove on. We never even put the stove on to cook anything. There was nothing in every home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was nothing to even cook. Urwa is shocked when he hears this. He says, oh my aunt, fama kana ya'ishukum, how did you stay alive? You a human being, 60 days no food is cooked. How did you stay alive? What answer does he give? What answer does she give? She says, aswadan, aswadan, aswadan. Allahu Akbar. She says, dates and water. Dates and water, and that too. Radiyut Tamar. Poor quality dates. Poor quality. How poor? Once he is walking with Abdullah bin Umar, radiyallahu anhu, in the orchard. What is the Nabi of Allah doing? Ana awwalun nasi khurujan idha bu'ithu. Wa ana qa'iduhum idha wufidu. Wa ana khatibuhum idha unsidu. Wa ana shafi'uhum idha khubisu. وَأَنَا خَتِيبُهُمْ إِذَا أُنْسِتُوا. He says, when Allah will resurrect mankind on the Day of Judgment, I will be the first to be raised up. أَنَا أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا. When mankind is running helter-skelter in flocks, I will lead humanity. When mankind is silenced, I will speak on their behalf. When mankind has lost hope, I will intercede on their behalf. لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِي لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, the flag of Allah's praise will be on my in my hand on the Day of Judgment. كُلُّ النَّاسِ آدَمْ وَمَنْ سِوَاهُ تَحْتَ لِوَائِي. He says, the whole of humanity, not just humanity, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Adam, Abu al-Bashar, and the rest of humanity, and the rest of Anbiya, every one of them will be under my flag. Tomorrow you will see Maqam-e Mahmood will be given to him. Tomorrow you will see Hawz-e Kawthar will be given to him. Tomorrow you will see Shafa'at-e Kubra will be given to him. Tomorrow you will see 17,000 malaika surrounding him like servants. Tomorrow you will see, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. Allah will make Jannat haram upon everyone till Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not enter. He will make iftitah of Jannat yet in this world. What is he doing? Picking up dates from the ground. Dates on the ground will be partially eaten by insects. What is my Nabi doing? Picking it up, cleaning it and eating it. He offers it to Abdullah bin Umar. Ibn Umar says, I couldn't even look at those dates. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't desire it. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Bal ana ashtahihi. Bal ana ashtahihi. Hadihi subhu rabi'ah. Ma dhuqtu shay'ah. He said, oh Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. I desire these dates. Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed. مَا ذُقْتُ شَيْئًا. He says, not one morsel of food has entered my stomach in 4 days. What excuse do you and I have? رَبِيُّ الْأَوَّلَ آگِيَا جَشْنِ مِلَادُ النَّبِي مَتُ النَّبِي کا عاشق ہو گیا. One to nazams, one to naats, and we think, mashallah, پہنچ گیا. Where is the justification for the level of israf? Where is the justification for the blindness to the plight of the ummah? Where is the justification for the type of life that we are living? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ Forgot ourselves also. That cell phone, that musibat, every second with us. The man is in the toilet also before it was... Now hello, hello, inside the toilet also. Before one sound used to come from the toilet, now two sounds. Sitting with his family, cell phone. He's got no time for his wife, no time for... No chain in the life. No time for salah, no time for ibad, no time for anything else. أَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ This is Allah's azab. When we turned our backs on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا كَانَ يَعِيشُكُمْ Oh my aunt, how did you stay alive? She says, dates and water, two months would pass like that. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says to His Nabi, majority of them will not accept, even though you desired. How did He desire it? So much He opened it up for us. Crying like this. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Isa alayhi salam's dua. He doesn't stop. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Allah sent Allah, my respected brothers. This cry of his. This cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, today. What kind of a cry was this? If a mother sees her only child dying in front of her, breathing the last gasp of life, sick. No medical science can help him. He's facing death in the face, in front of that mother. How will she cry? How will a man cry if his whole family is burning in a house in front of him? He can hear their screeches and he can't do anything to help them. How will he cry? Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than this, was with greater dar. Quran says this, Azizun alayhi ma anittum, Harisun alaykum, bil mu'minina raufur rahim. Such dard, his cry made the malaika cry. His cry made the arsh of Allah cry. His cry reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is despaired. What is the question? Malikul Muluk, Alimun Bidati Sudur, Alimul Ghaibi wa Shahada. Allah who knows everything is sending Jibreel to ask him why. Why are you crying, my Nabi? Why did Allah send Jibreel to ask this question? You and I ask ourselves. When we are told deen is dying, don't sit in your home, go out in the path of Allah. When we are told deen is dying, come back to the masjid. Understand which orchard we come from, what background we come from, what the solution is. Oh my Nabi, why are you crying? This question is asked. Why was Jibreel sent to ask this question? Because if this question was not asked, these nights would have remained a secret between Habib and Mahbub. If our mother didn't open up these nights in front of us, it would have remained a secret. But we are an ummah without an excuse. We are an ummah that Quran says, Uswatun Hasana. We have opened up the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have made it a glowing, shining symbol, star, beautiful example. Nothing superior to this. Why are you crying? What does he say to Jibreel? The worry of my ummah is making me cry. The worry of my ummah, not Sahaba. Sahaba, Allah already said, Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna, O my Nabi, every one of your Sahabis are Jannatis. He was already given. Who was he crying for? Wallah, Allah's qasam, he was crying for you and I. He was crying for you and I. You and I, who are taking the janazah of his sunnah out of our homes. You and I, who today youngsters come to the masjid with no sunnah on them at all. You and I who are sampling his sunnah. You and I who are idolizing pop stars and music stars and TV personalities and have turned our back on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was crying for you and I. The worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back, he comes back with the message, Sanurdika fi ummatik. Sanurdika fi ummatik. Oh my Nabi, stop crying. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, La arda Muhammad wa wahidun min ummati fi nar. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never become happy as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. Make tawbah, my respected brothers. Make tawbah, come out of this parashani. Come out of chasing our shadows in this dunya. He caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan. Not only Abu Sufyan is being addressed, you and I are being addressed. Ji'tukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have come with that way of life. My day, my night, my sunnah, my shariat, my deen, my tabligh, my worry for my ummah. Every aspect of my life, oh my ummah, embrace this. And by the qasam of Allah, not only we will give you firdos, not only we will give you the upper echelons of jannat and akhirat, we will make your life in this world also a jannat. We will make your life also in this world a jannat. The solution is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The solution is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabiul Awwal is not here for us to just say, to have Jashne Miladun Nabi. Rabiul Awwal is not there just for that. Don't just acknowledge his birth. Ask the questions that need to be asked. How much is my life like his life? How much have I identified with his fikr? How much sunnah has come in my life? Has Rabiul Awwal come and I'm away from the masjid? Has Rabiul Awwal come and I'm making dushmani with him the whole day? Has Rabiul Awwal come and my life is far away from his life? These are the questions that need to be asked. This is what is Rabiul Awwal. This is what celebrating his birth means, to identify with his life, where Allah says, Fattabi'uni. He is your imam, he is your guide, he is uswatun hasana. Embrace that guide, embrace that imam, embrace his way of life, and we'll make dunya, will make the dunya jannat for you. Your qabr will be a jannat, and akhirat jannat hi jannat. Maza hi maza. Ecstasy upon ecstasy. But, the object, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat. Alhamdulillah.